Simon Tov Kuf Chof Vav Sif Vav. So Mutal Alabas Hamais Beyam Tov Rishon Teichatchum. So you're allowed to accompany the mace on the other Rishon, which is the Kerubit taking place by the Akum. You're allowed to accompany him Teichatchum. Will be up to Sheni. If you're the Chusat Chum, you're allowed to continue on even beyond the Chum. And then you're allowed to come back also. So there is not only that you're allowed to go on the Yantar Sheni beyond the Tchum, but they also permitted to come back. That's a Rebbe Chiddush, because the going there is the Tzarech HaMeis, but the Chiddush coming back is not. The answer, of course, is one of the cases where Chazal were matter the Soif Mishum Latchila. If we're not allowed you to come back, you're not going to go. So if we felt it was valuable enough to be matter to go to Chachila, so obviously we're going to be allow you to come back to make sure that people will be willing to go.
It's like a tzola.
It's the same sugya. It's the same sugya. The only difference in that the sugya is the dion in the and tzola was the rices. Here you matter the rabbanon.
Oh, okay.
So, being mounted the Rabbanon and the Subhashim Tchilasa is a fair Shagamorah. Being mounted the Rice is a big Machloikas. So
that's a bigger one. Okay.
That's a big Machloikas. Shlom Zalman was not Nicha to that Psach from Immersion. Immersion's understanding of the Sugya. So, Machin Mutter, Lachser, Klea, Kvura, Shahalichu, Imahem, Chut, Sitchum. You're allowed to bring back the utensils that they used for the Kvura purpose. I actually have in my mind one of these days I'm going to do one of my Fred Holiday Shurim will be on that topic. How to live up that sugya of the soul of the heter of coming back, Rosh Hashuva and Zalman's Psach Kenegad. Lamed Gimel Teichatchum. So on Yom Tov Rishon, it's only Mutter Ratzel Lomer Adal Paim Amah V'Lo Yoser. You're allowed to go within the 2,000 Amas. Okay. So why is the Shulchan Aruch saying that you can only go 2,000 Amos? Why was he matter to go up to the Shir of Tchum Deraisa, which is 12 mil? It's three parsa. So the same way he's matched the rabbanans, he said that the chamamayim mataroi the bisha, which is moving muk. So these are the things which we were matter the rabbanans ayri Yisrael and yantav rishon. So the Mishnah Berurah says lotiru mishum levoya greda. So those were actual direct tzarchi hameis. So that because our matter this is the rabbanan and yantav rishon the tzarchi hameis. Over here, it's Lavoya, but not the Kvura. The Jew did his job already. The guy's going to do the Kvura. So, just for Lavoya alone, because that were not matter, this is the Rabbanu going Chusetchum. So, to just take a look at the Shart Tzinim Mem Gimel. So, Kain Tzarek Lahaspir, the Shita Zamachaber, Shemata Kol Shehu Mirabana, Ayre Yisrael, Afilu Beyam Tavishan. So that's the question which the Mishnah Berurah is trying to explain, is why were they matter other Yisurim Darbonon and Yom Tov Rishon, and they're not matter walking Chutz L'Tchum and Yom Tov Rishon. So that's the Chilek. With Tashbatz Chilek Aleph Simen Chabez B'Soyv Hilchus Tchumen B'Tzosi L'Daito L'Bemis D'Afi Yom Tov Rishon Yesh lahatu lahalicha michus etchum l'sarchi ameis l'man d'mater tiltul v'hitzo. So you'll be allowed to go beyond ayin shom. Now, the argument over there, remember the argument over there is if you're matter tiltul v'hitzo, so then the Jew is involved in, it's not just doing levoya. The Jew is doing more than levoya. The Jew is doing tiltul v'hitzo. So that's already Tzarech HaMeis. Ein Shom. V'yichidu ahu b'zeh. V'tosi b'emes b'sefer Shulchan Shlomoi. D'v'nei ha'chevra oison sh'noisim es'oron mutarm le'lech afilu b'yam d'rishin chutz alpaim. The mafarish adafka levoya greda ka arinan kan de inel kavavalma. Also the mistabru lachar. So the Shulchan Shama says if the Jews are going to be involved in the process of actually carrying him, not just accompanying, so that's mutter. And that's this like we're saying over here, that the difference between accompanying and actual being involved in the process. And we would like to be matur because we'd rather not have the Jew all by himself with the goyim. But he says, but he brings the diak from the Uvra the Loshan of the Shabbos. Some ashma that he points out that even to carry is limited after tchum tzarchi and ladino. So he leaves it as a question. Lamadal, chutzatchum. On Yom Tishen, you're allowed to go beyond the tchum, and that's mutarfilu mitchutz letchum shalosh parsos, even beyond the three parsa, the 12 meal limit. And the answer again is because on a weekday there's no limit. And the gabi mace, we made Yom Tishen the equivalent of being chol. So the tzarech emes are mutter and yomtiv sheni as if it was not yomtiv. So there is no limit of three parsa. Now we got shein behen tzarech emes elam alavan hasem ibnei kavan bavad. Now the card's not really tzarech emes directly; it's just more for covet to accompany. If lo chishar the kachol shavu rabban, that so they're mutter the voya process. Also covered our mace. And he said, "Because I'm coming, but you're allowed to come back." I feel yatsu chutz lekamamil, and even though we went way beyond the shir tchum, turn gamkin lasha the base, and allowed to come back. Shem yasru oisom yunik shalom losidav, because we're going to prohibit them from coming back. They're going to be challenged in the future. Shlo yirtzu leilach lihisasa usarchei mace. They will not want to go and take care of the mace and accompany the mace if they can't, they're stuck there way out beyond their city. Now, when we start with the chose in Ein Shom, in Mokim Hakvoris, Moshe Yehudim Misach HaTchum. There's no Jews within a tchum length of where the kvora is. Because Ha'im Yeshom if they have where to stay in a way which would be comfortable, so there's no reason they should come back. The fact that they can't go back to their own home, as long as they have a weird place to be able to put themselves in a functional way, we don't assume that they're going to refrain from taking out the mace and what the mace needs, because they're going to not get the perfect situation. They're going to get some level of a functional situation. However, you can come back in a route which would not require you to go the further distance. You should come back the shorter route to limit your travels mitchus etchum. Now take a look over here in the Bir Halacha. Chazim coming by Yom. Let's see where it is. V'da'oid, it's about 10 lines in. You see it? V'da'o, the beginning of the word is, the beginning of the line is Tehei Machshilon. The first word of the line is Tehei.
Okay.
Yeah? Irwin, you got it? V'da'oid, the Yeshish topic, B'makar Mishah, basic word is Surochuk Ma'oid. In a situation where the basic verse is very far, nobody ever goes voluntarily all the way to the basic verse. They've hired people that's their responsibility to travel all the way to Shlept, all the way to the basic verse, and they get paid for that. So now we raise the question, may they come back? We can raise the question, does that concept apply to them? But we're worried about them not doing it in the future. They're paid for this. So a person doing it voluntarily, we understand that there's a concern that it's going to make it difficult to not come out and do it again. A person's getting paid for it, he's getting paid for it. That's his job. You know, people do hard things for work, for money. So, just because they'll end up, staying longer and thereby having greater expense for the Avelim, he's not convinced that would be a valid reason.
Thanks.
A valid reason to allow them to come back. Now he says it like this. So we had before Prisoners up Rishos. So if from where he is, you count 2,000 amas and it overlaps into the original tomb of the city where he came from, so he's allowed to walk 2,000 amas back to that edge of the tomb. And now, by that point in time, he's within 2,000 amas of the city. So you said in that case, he's allowed to go back into the city. Once he's back in, that's behetta to go from where he is back to there. Once he's back in, he never left, and he's within the tomb of the city. You're allowed to go back into the city. So up to 2,000 amas, up to 4,000 amas, that would definitely obviously be mutter. Obviously, not all of him. Shantiran onu rak b'shil time shlotei machshilan tzarchi inim shach b'zeh. So this is one of the questions they have with that solo situation was, so Rashi says these people are volunteers. So the Shaltei Machshilin Lasi Lovoi is a concern. Shlomo Zalman said, yeah, they're volunteers about saving lives. It's hard to say Machshilin Lasi Lovoi, the person not going to want to go bury a mace, is one thing. Machshilin Lasi Lovoi, the person not going to want to go do the chesed, since I stay in the hospital, I'm not going to go save a life this time. We're not talking about people which are low lives. We're talking about people which are shermit mitzvahs, that they wouldn't have that attitude. So he wasn't convinced that you have a Machshilin Lasi Lovoi, and Rashi felt that you did. Maybe it's immersion was on the more practical side of some people's lives. Anyway,
Moshe lived in New York. Shlomo Zalman's a mayor of Shuram.
Void, Mr. Pakno, the new question he says is the following: what about the children? Can the children come back? The Avelim come back. The Charbedit Hula Shach the Mimna. The Vadal Yumon of Alavas Aviyam Bishulze. In other words, the other members of the city, they ask them to accompany the mace. They say, listen, here's the deal. You're going to walk with this mace for an hour and stay there the rest of Yom Tov in a place which is pretty uncomfortable. This guy says, I'm not interested. I'm not going to go. If I can't come back, I'm not going to go. So he says to the son, listen, this is what we're going to do. The son says, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do, He's not going to come back. Not going to go because, in fact, he can't come back. So whereas the other members of the city, this is a real concern, but for the child, it's not really such a concern.
Where?
I'm in the Bir Locha B'chayz of the Mekayman Baba Yom. So I'm now three lines before the end. Roshach El B'Nashim Da Alma. The Asher the Zeul Time of the Ubd of the Maisi B'Cholbo Hanal Shlatir Lam Lachzer Mishum Shai Kremel Meis Mimanu Milalavis. So he might be arguing that that was the case where they couldn't didn't come back because they were relatives, and relatives, this concept doesn't apply. So he raises the question both in the conjunction with a relative and both in conjunction with a person who's paid to do the job of transporting and burying the mace. In both those cases, we could argue that the people, you shouldn't be matter coming back because the heter coming back was only this way people will be motivated to go to start with. These people will be motivated to go to start with whether they're coming back or not. Okay. Okay. Sif Kotten Lamed Vav Mishabur. So he said, you ought to come back, and you ought to bring back the clay quarter. Muksum enum, the chur warrant they muksu. They kelim shem lakum heter him. Shem yisdarku lohem. The mace acher babayim.
Depends what time it was. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, it's interesting. The flow of the Mishabur is like this. Or it's... we say that the Gabi Yantur Sheni, the Gabi Meis, we make a lekho. So here we have a shovel, which is clearly a klishim natal yisur, but vis-a-vis kavura, it's klishim natal heter, because our matter on Yantur Sheni digging a hole to bury the mace. So that shovel is a klishim natal heter on Yantur Sheni. So what's a klishim natal heter? So what's the issue of bringing it back? The issue isn't muksa, it's not muksa. The issue might be tiltal. Are you allowed to carry it back, you know, through the carmelis or whatever it is? The will answer if you have a possible need, yes, if not, not. You can take a look at the Sharet Zion and Mem Zion. It says if you have a safe place to put it in the basic quarters, so you can't bring it back. He brings it to Kreger on the gross, you know, like that. Even so, it's still mutter. It says, even according to that opinion, which is the Masa Shekel, which is the Machmer, if you have a mace, you'll have to bring it back. Okay, Reish Kilim Hatam Hetrahim, Shem Yisarch Lehem, and the mace Achar Babayam, okay, Mutter Tatalam, Afil Lo Yisarch Lehem, you'll have to move them even if you end up not using them, because since they have a potential usage, that's called a valid yom tipni. Now, but however, rak l'shamrim shlo yigonvu, k'le yabasim and shin chesiv dal, so if they're klishim lata l'heter, so the difference between klishim lata l'is and klishim lata l'heter, klishim lata l'is, so you're allowed to move the sarku for the sarku karma. But you can't move it mechamel itself. Mechamel itself means anytime you're moving it to protect it, that shouldn't get damaged. So I want to move this. I'm afraid that somebody's going to steal the shovel. So it's a klisha malata l'isser. So the sarakufay to dig with. You bring matter to dig with it on yom tov. So it's mutter to dig on yom tov sheni. So it's klisha malata l'isser, which I'm allowed to use for digging. So good. So then I cannot move it to protect it from being stolen. But if it's klisha malata l'heter, you're allowed to move it. It shouldn't be stolen. So even though you don't need it, rak the shomer shalay yigon, but you're just moving it, or it shouldn't be stolen. Is mutter. If the elbas a mishin chesiv tal, kibush a kvar metal talam. Once you're moving them already, feel that you. So some mechlechem is here. Malkam shomer lo nichem shom. Is nichem gam kain enot zarech el mutter l'sei lisoim ad beisoy. If the elbas a mishin ches. Sif Gimel. So once it's a klishim lata l'heter, you're allowed to move it. Even the tzarech shouldn't be damaged as far as you need to go without a problem. Okay.
What does greta mean?
Greta means in plain. Just plain accompaniment, right? A levoya. Zion. So let me say Zion. Even though we said on Yom Tisheni, you are allowed to gabi isurim of mace. We made it like a weekday, so you can't write about an animal on Yom Tiv. It's a weekday. The answer is, but the riding of the animal b'chal is not the tzarich of the mace. So we're not giving matzah for just the company that the person should ride on an animal. Even the veilim, which they're definitely going to come along. The people which are actually involved in the burial process, if they cannot do it otherwise, gets where they have to go, etc., without it, using an animal to ride on. So that's necessary. It's necessary. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. Similarly, Chazal asked the person can't go on a ship on Yom Tov or Shabbos because there you might make it like you're riding on the water, so you might make some type of flotation device. So Chazal asked her, Rabbanan, that's also even Techa Tchum. Both of these are also riding on the animal, going on the ship, the material is tchum. Chazal permitted you to accompany beyond the tchum. So they're matter, you're not doing anything else but just accompanying. They're matter going beyond the tchum for that. So but just same as you're matter going chutz tchum, you should matter riding chutz tchum. So walking is simply walking, so there's no malacha involved in it, but over here there's potential malacha involved, because I'll ask you riding an animal, because you're afraid the person might need a whip, and he'll pull up a branch and use the branch as a prod to prod the animal. And that's a malacha d'oraisa. So therefore, since it's more chomer, even though it's in itself is not d'oraisa, it's gzeira, but it's a more chomer than stam, and therefore, below niter, Bishil Lavoya Shena Mikari Shena Mikari Tsarka Kvura. So we're not, but Im calls that since there's a chashash and the potential to rise, so we're not going to matter just for Lavoya to ride. Something which is not directly involved in the Kvura process. In general, the diminishing of the covenant of the Yom Tov is greater, a person riding on an animal. It's a more flippant, as it were, type of a situation than a person walking. A person walking, you know, many reasons why a person is walking. Why are you riding an animal on Yom Tov? Filo Avelim. Even the Avelim cannot ride an animal. Right, an animal to for this purpose. Mashla fili e efshar b'mokim hazel lelach b'raglo b'shar b'li levoya gam kin moser. Even if it's impossible to do levoya without riding, it was too steep, the terrain was too rocky, etc. And you need a sure-footed animal to carry over it, or it's too hot to walk, etc. Whatever it is, no. We weren't matter for that purpose. Because all of this we're taking away is just the lavoya, the accompaniment, and that we're not giving matter just for lavoya alone. Okay. But the people which are involved, who will be involved in the actual kavura, they're allowed to accompany, and if they need to ride in an animal, they're allowed to ride in an animal. Material lehem, meal le yirkavu be'ir b'vnei ha'umois. It would not be a smart idea to do this in front of the Goyim, because the Goyim don't know the Lumbus, and they think the Jews are allowed in the Chal Yom Tov. Next time you have an issue with them, and you say that, you say, you don't care about Yom Tov. I saw you ride an animal. So you're stuck in a situation. We don't want to get involved in that. And that's the thought process of the Gemara. The Gemara says this is a chashash where the same way they could ride an animal, they could go on a ship. That doesn't sound like the Gemara. The Gemara says that this idea, and the Gemara says that we're afraid we can't use our argument, we don't work on Yom Tov anymore if they're going to see us riding on an animal to go for the Kvura purpose. So they won't take you seriously anymore. So then they can create the potential of the Goy knows a Jew doesn't ride an animal, and here he is riding an animal, they won't take no for an answer the next time.
They won't take no for an answer.
If they see him riding an animal, even though it's really much, because he's doing it, you know, the shani, the tzara of a mace, right? But the goy sees the Jews riding an animal on Yom Tov. So next time, if he wants the Jew to work, and the Jew says, I don't work on Yom Tov, the goy says, right, tell me about it. I saw you riding an animal. So you're in a very uncomfortable predicament at that point in time. So don't go there. Ches. In order of Bnei Irachas, it became known to people from city X, she still wrote Mace Rochak Misham Arbach and Misham Yamin. Don't need to look for it. That there's a Jew which is not been buried, which is in a distance of travel from that city. And they're the closest city. 4 or 5 days hence. You're going to start now. You're not going to get there on Yom Tov. So I understand allowing you to do Malacha on Yom Tov Sheni for the purpose of bearing a mace on Yom Tov Sheni. I understand. But here the question is, are you allowed to do Malacha on Yom Tov Sheni, the Tzarcha mace, where the crew will not be till 3 days after Yom Tov? Chazal were matter Yom Tov Sheni l'gabi the tzarchei meis. One of the tzarchei meis is to bury him as quickly as possible. As quickly as possible, 3 days travel. That's better than 4 days travel. Better than waiting 4 days, waiting after Yom Tov. So Chazal were matter the second of Yom Tov for that purpose also. You can bury him where he is. It's much more covered to put him in the Jewish based cemetery. So that's also mutter to metaltal him and bring him beyond the tchum, carrying him for the purpose of burying him in the mokum where there's the Jewish basic quarters. The Jew is amongst is left over there amongst the Goya. She let us start traveling on Yom Tov. Lamar Kvarosa Membeis. Alpham Gav. Lahitira Hamachar Leavos Sital Lasa Shumalacha Bishen Daito Lekaver Beyoyim. She said before that the Shetarim which we said that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov Sheni is because you're planning to bury him on Yom Tov Sheni. And now we're saying that you're not burying him on Yom Tov Sheni, so it's so you're allowed to do these things. So make up your mind. Is it mutter? Is it also? Sheni Hocher, the Hoyim Mutal, Mikar Mikam Yom and Beino Akum, who makes mitzvah. So Lamar, Komar, the Efshir Kadesh Lunis Novel. The other case was that he was Nifter on Yom Tov. You could wait a little bit, it's not going to be Miss Novel, it's not going to decompose at the point in time. So you could wait until after Yom Tov to bury him. So you're not allowed to do malachos in Yom Tov to make it easier to do it after Yom Tov. But over here, that wasn't true. Every second really counts because he already is decomposing and there's a bizoy and he's amongst the mace mitzvah. So you go as quickly as possible. Because I'm going to run the mew in unach shama bebayis and the hakov ayin beber locha marshuk salim is that. That's all talking about that the mace is out in a place where there's a bizoy and he's out in the open, etc. But he's in a place where he's in a house. So, he's machmer, because there is some element of there's not the same level of a lack of kavod that she mounted you to go right away on Yom Tov. You're not bearing him on Yom Tov Sheni. You're not bearing him on Yom Tov Sheni.
What was the case where we ignored his preference to that was on Yom Tov Rishon? to be buried at a certain cemetery if there was another one closer?
That was right. Well, it's also no. It's also on. Where is that? over there we said that he wanted to move, it was in Sifkat Nechabez. There's a basic forest there, and he doesn't want to be buried there. So then already we wait, because we could bury him over there, he doesn't want that. The other place you can't schlep him to because we have an option over here, so we have to wait till after Yom Tov. Here there wasn't really an option. No, but he said, but the issue was the heter because it was bizoyan, so he's sitting in the body, he says the less of a bizoyan, so you can wait after him. But again, it's a case you're not going to bury him on that day. In case you bury him on that day, you would go. What's the hobby? What's it going on? Mem Gilmore, is that? So the hobby mace beyond the shani mechusachum. So here you can bring it from beyond the chum to bury. Okay, car kosev came by mechaber septal. Because we're more uksavoy. So what he's repeating him the mechaber. Ela mishum chedusha. The feel ain't a mace can. Al shenoyd olahem sheyesh mace mechusachum. But from leilach mechusachum laviyom mishum leiram lekaber v'isayam bekiris Israel. You don't have the mace here. You're going to go there to find the mace beyond the tchum and bring him back in to bury him. So that's also mutter. But he's only going to be mutter this case, in a case where the mace already has been sitting when he started to decompose. He just was nifter, and then a goy came. I just saw the guy, the Jew, being killed. You know, so wait, he could wait after Yom Tov. He's not decomposing yet. He doesn't start decomposing right away. So wait till the Yom Tov. So that you would wait till it's not Toich Iram that they have a chiyuv to bury him right away. Okay. Tinuk Shemes. Tess. Serech Shloshim. Child died before 30 days after birth, within the first 30 days of birth. So the general law is if he's a child, if he lives 30 days, we assume that he was a viable child, and then something happened and he died. If he doesn't live 30 days, so then there's a concern that he wasn't a viable child. And not a viable child has been a stillborn, halacha equivalent of a stillborn, is not considered really the born, it's not a valid later, and there's no head to bury him. So, Tinuk Shemeis B'Serech Shloshim. Child died within 30 days. So now we have a question. Was it because of some outside illness which caused it, and therefore he really was a viable child, but some other thing caused him to die, and therefore there is a dinner quarter? Or did he, it was something that's indicative of the fact that there never really was a real viable child over here, and it's just basically a stillborn which doesn't have a dinner quarter. So what do you do? So, Im Gomru Saru B'Ziparnav, the body had developed fully, it has the fingernails have developed, the hair has developed, etc. Hubeches has been kiyama b'dinu kemeis gadol. So we assume that the child was a viable child, as like a full-grown adult mace. Avishenge anu yerdim im kol lechadash. Even we don't know whether it was full term or not. If we know it's full term, so we assume that it's a viable child based on that alone. If we don't know it's a full term, so that's then we use the simon of Sipurnov and Sari. The Rav Noshim Yold is Bakayama, and we add in the fact that there's a Rav. Memdal Tinik Shemes. Perish Nafolim and Karbanus Samayamta Filayade Amamin Sherehem Ke'evan Vasurim Apatiltal. So if it's a Nafol, we don't bury it on Yamta. We deal with it as if it was not really available. Viable for human beings, so it's like a non-functional item. It's like an oven, which is also betilta. So now, what is this? If it's full term, we don't assume it's a navel. If it's, we don't know if it's full term or not. Seem gomer sarah, if it seems to be fully developed, so then we assume it was a full-term child. So in case we don't know that it was full-term, A, B, it does not seem to be fully developed, and it died, even though it was 30 days within the day 30 after his birth, we assume that the child is not a ben kiyam. But if it's already fully developed, the child's hair, fingernails, etc., are fully developed, then dinner can make gadol. Nikra b'yam tavishin, ayri akum yam sheni ayri yisrael. So then he has the same heter that you can have a goy do it on day one, and a Jew do it on day two. Mem zayin, the Rebbe Moshe Yoldus ben kiyam. So we said, why it died? That must be there's some outside circumstance which caused it to die, as opposed to there was something unviable about the child. The fact that it died, that itself undermines the roiv. Why? And therefore, now again, if we know that it's full term, so this is a relevant discussion, we assume that it's a ben kiyam. Here we don't know it's full term or not. So we say the fact that it's a nigmar, those things are indicative of the fact that there was a ben kiyam, because you have a rove supporting that. Well, but we also have a counter rove which says that most viable children don't die within 30 days. So the fact that it died is indicative of that it's not one of the regular viable children. So therefore, we should not have a Jew do it on Yom Tosheni. But we're going to Ayyad Akum is mutter. But that which we're going to make on day one also Ayyad Akum is mutter. You know, for real Nafel, day one is not mutter Ayyad Akum. But over here, we're going to be mutter Ayyad Akum for day one. That the Shartzian points out in Samach Aleph. Miu Ayyad Akum Eshel Hatter Afilu Beloy Gomru Saroy Dakuponim Husava Ben Kayama. He says, I'll take it a step further. As long as you don't know it's vari and nafel, so since the possibility it's not a nafel, it's a ben kiyama and a zechiv kura, will allow you to have a goy do it, and that's also acceptable. Yeah. The fallen. Let's hold it here. So, hung by Sifyud.